We're reading from the sixth canto, chapter 17, text number 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text number 3, verse. Aviveka Krita Punsom. Hyarta Veda Ivadmani. Gunadosa Vikalpascha. Videvasra jivat kritam aviveka krita punso hyartha veda ivadmani guna doso vikalpascha videvasra jivat kritam. Viveka Krita Punso. Aviveka krita punso kyartha veda ivadmani una dosa vikalpascha virevasra jivad krita aviveka krita punso kyartha veda ivadmani guna dosa vikalpascha virevasra jivad krita. Vaishnavis. Aviveka krita punso hyartha veda ivadmani guna dosa vikalpascha Vikalpacham. Aviveka krita, done in ignorance, without mature consideration. Punsa, of the living entity. He, indeed, artha veda, differentiation of value. Iva, like. Atmani, in himself. Guna dosha, of quality and fault. Vikalpa, imagination. Cha, and. Bit, difference. Eva, certainly. Sraji, in a garland. Vat, like. Krita, made. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As one mistakenly considers a flower garland to be a snake or experiences happiness and distress in a dream, so in the material world, by a lack of careful consideration, we differentiate between happiness and distress, considering one good and the other bad. Please repeat. As one mistakenly considers a flower garland to be a snake or experiences happiness and distress in a dream. So in the material world, by a lack of careful consideration, we differentiate between happiness and distress, considering one good and the other bad. Purport: the happiness and distress of the material world or duality are both mistaken ideas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya, Lila 4, 176, it is said, Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra Jnana Sava Mano Dharma Ei Bala Ei Manda Ei Sava Brahma. The distinction between happiness and distress in the material world or duality are simply mental concoctions, for the so-called happiness and distress are actually one and the same. They are like the happiness and distress in dreams. A sleeping man creates his happiness and distress by dreaming, although actually they have no existence. The other example given in this verse is that a flower garland is originally very nice, but by mistake, for one of mature knowledge, one may consider it a snake. In this connection, there is a statement by Prabhupada Ananda Sarasvati, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. Everyone in this material world is distressed by miserable conditions. But Srila Prabhupada Ananda Sarasvati says that this world is full of happiness. How is this possible? He answers, Yat karunaya kataksa vaibhava vatam tam goram evastuma. A devotee accepts the distress of this material world as happiness only due to the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his personal behavior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he was never distressed but always happy in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and engage constantly in chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then he will never feel the distress of the world of duality. In any condition of life, one will be happy if he chants the holy name of the Lord. In dreams, we sometimes enjoy eating sweet rice and sometimes suffer as if one of our beloved or family members had died, because the same mind and body exist in the same material world or duality when we are awake. The so-called happiness and distress of this world are not better than the false, superficial happiness of dreams. The mind is the via medium of both dreams and wakefulness, and everything created by the mind in terms of sankalpa and vikalpa, acceptance and rejection, is called manodharma or mental concoctions. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Goravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Satarine. So, very interesting chapter. We've been learning so many wonderful instructions given by in this Chitraketu's chapter, some inside wisdom by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. He's helping us to carry our mission going back to Godhead. So there are different aspects coming here. And through the whole Bhagavatam, there's only one goal: to actually get free from material entanglement and to go home. And this concocted ideas are not really surprising, because after all, we are living in the world, in the kingdom of Maya. This world is a world of illusion. It's a world of sense gratification. It's a world where there's a lot of karmic reactions. And also, we can say that whatever the living entity is concocting as happiness or distress is coming upon them, is in one sense, it appears to be normal, because there's a big problem. Is they do not, unfortunately, and a lot of us still don't understand properly the tattva, the truth. The truth is that, just like Vyasadeva, when he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote the Mahabharata, and he wrote the Vedic scriptures. And after some time, he was feeling unsatisfied. He was feeling like something is lacking, something is missing. And he started meditating. And then his spiritual master, Narada Muni, came and showed up. And he told him, he cleared up his misunderstanding. My dear Prabhu, yes, you've been writing these literatures. Obviously, you're very compassionate. You want to elevate the living entities to certain standard of life, but there's still something missing there. I think you have not been describing the glories of Lord Krishna, fame, pastime, and activities. Something is missing there. So even Vyasadeva, of course, he's the literary incarnation of Krishna, but he's doing his, even he himself, after he wrote that, you know, the Vedic literatures, which describe so many wonderful things, how you can live in this world, but karma kanda section and how to get free like that, but not, he has not mentioned yet the topmost cream, which is bhakti yoga. So similarly for us, what to speak of us if we don't understand the nature, how this world is made up. In the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Jnanam paramanguhyanme yadvi jnanam samambita sarahasyan tadangancha grihane garitanmaya. He says that Krishna can be understood. He says, this knowledge is so confidential, but it can be understood along with devotional service. If you want to understand everything about me, it has to be in conjunction with devotional service. And that was a little bit, that kind of part was missing in Vyasadeva's presentation. You know, he hasn't revealed yet the internal potency of the Lord for the living entity to get free from this. So, and then what is the next verse? Another verse says that, Rityartam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chadmani tad vidya atmanomayan yatavaso yata tamaha. He says that, he says to Lord Brahma, O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value in this world, if it's without relation to me, has no reality. This is known as the illusory energy. That reflection which appears to be in ignorance is powerful. Everything is clear right there. So what happened to us living in this material world and the other living entities is because when it comes to Krishna, there's so many misunderstandings. Who God is, what is his function? When it comes to understand the internal energy, what to speak of that? When it comes to understand the marginal energy, then the external energy. So these energies, plus there's more than that. The plenary incarnations of Krishna, the parts of the plenary incarnations, the suffering of the conditioned soul, and the living entities as parts and parcels of Krishna. So all these little things have been missing there. It's one by one by one by one. So no wonder it's a great confusion, a lot of concoction of how to enjoy this world. Many, even religious groups may think that this world is for our enjoyment. And some other ones, not religious, but some other people that I met sometimes that says, it's an offense if you don't enjoy this world, because it's given to us. It will be an offense to the Creator if you don't enjoy it, because it's given to you. It's like, wow, you know, what a deep realization. It's like trying to put some light. It's an offense. So these things has to be properly understood in Tattva. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Yaya sanmohitan jiva atmanan trigunatmakam paro api manute anartan tatkrita chadavipariyate. That due to this material energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks that he is, you know, like part of it, of this. He's identifying with his body. And because he identifies with his body, what happens, he's going to suffer the actions and the reactions of all his actions. So therefore, these things has to be clearly understood. And the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, mam cha yovya vicharena bhakti yoga na sevate sagunan samatityatyam brahma bhuja ja kalpate. That if one engages in devotional service, this you immediately transcend. Krishna told Arjuna, Trividya Visayaveda Guna Nistray Gunya Babarjuna, rise above this three modes of material nature. So constantly in different parts it's been like here and there. You know, Krishna is right on the, and it's not gonna, if you understand Krishna, then there's no missing. In one of the scriptures it says, Yasmin Vigyate, Bhagavan, Sarvanevan Vigyatam Bhavati. If you understand Krishna, then you understand, practically speaking, everything. How to go back to Godhead. I mean, not every detail of whatever is going in there, materially speaking. So this dreaming of happiness and distress, and it's amazing that it's even told by, you know, I never heard that much from Lord Balaramaji, but even Lord Balaram in the Krishna book, when Rukmini Devi, you know the story, was captured, kidnapped by Krishna, and then his brother Rumi went to try to get her back, and he even make a vow and promise. He says, I'm not going to come back until I defeat Krishna. Big mistake. So Krishna obviously defeated him. He cut his hair, his mustache. He make a lot of spots on his face. He's like one of the first punk rockers. he was defeated, and then he was ready to, practically speaking, kill him. And Rukmini Devi, rolling the ground, please don't kill him. My brother, don't kill him. And obviously, you know, like Krishna, you know, he held back a little bit. Then after some time, Lord Balaram came and arrived with all the other ones. He says, Krishna, what is this? What are you doing? He said, you know, what are you doing here? It's abominable. This is not our family tradition, you know. After all, whatever he might have done, you know, he's now our family member. He's like one of us. He's our brother-in-law. So you shouldn't do that. You know, Lord Balaram is chastising Krishna. He's his older brother, so he can do that. And anyway, it's a beautiful pastime. So Rukmini is displaying some symptom of like anxiety, like fear. You know, it's real, but it's yoga maya acting there. It's not like us. But just as an example, Lord Balaram comes and starts instructing her, giving her some relief. He feels compassion for her. And he says, you know, Kshatriyas sometimes, you know, they feel the spirit of fighting for kingdom, for land, for richness, for, you know, for pride, for anything. And they like to smash each other. Sometimes even among brothers, you know, they can do that. Kshatriyas, they can do that, he said. Because that's in the blood. It's Kshatriyas. We do that. Okay, you know, and then he goes to another angle of vision. He says, you know, the body, just like when you see the moon waxing and waning of the moon, decreasing, moving full, it appears to be like that. But actually, he says, you know, the moon is all complete there. The sun, you know, the rising and setting of the sun, it appears like it disappears. The sun is there. So similarly, the body, he started instructing about the body, which is passing through, never dies. And then he comes to one point where he says, you know, this sleeping, no, this, no, says this material consciousness, this consciousness in material existence is just like a dreaming and sleeping and dreaming. He says that when a person sleeps, he so many happenings are there, so many varieties of things are coming there. And because he identifies with that, and then immediately what happens? He's experiencing suffering, happiness and suffering. He says, but just in the similar way, he says, a person in material consciousness, if he takes it as a fact, you know, what happens is that after some time, it also accepts one body and gives it up in material existence. But opposite to material, this consciousness, material consciousness, there is Krishna consciousness, in which we elevate ourselves, in which we give up this false designation. So he says, my sweet, sweet smiling Rumini, do not aggrieve. Do not aggrieve for these false notions. These are just false notions. Do not aggrieve for that. He says that these things come out because of ignorance, but we can be relieved from this ignorance by immediately doing that. What? He says, talking about the philosophy, the actual facts of life. Then we can relieve that. Then after she became pacified, she understood. And in a similar way, ourselves, we're also in the same mood. If we don't understand what is what, if we don't understand the nature of this world, we as part and parcels of Krishna also, if we misidentify, we also suffer. We struggle because we want to be independent of Krishna. Krishna says, Prabhupada says that one time in one lecture, he says, have you seen Krishna? He's always dancing. He says, he's happy, he's dancing. And similarly, that's our position. He says, we're supposed to dance with Krishna and be happy also. But no, we've chosen to be separate of Krishna. We forget Krishna. We want to enjoy dancing separately. Then what happens? Maya comes and gets you. So, and one of the scriptures in the Veda says, Krishna buliya say hana bhogavanchakare. Krishna buliya say bhogavanchakare. Nikate sta maya tare japati jadare. That as soon as you turn your face from Krishna, boom, maya is there. Ready. Gets you a uniform. It puts your uniform. Here you are, mister. You get a uniform. Like when you go to jail, what do you get? A uniform. Here. And you're encased in this body. And then you want to concoct your happiness and this and that in so many ways. It's not possible. So other things that this happiness and distress are not possible is because we, the living entities, were affected by four illusions. What is that? One is that we commit mistakes, we cheat, we're in illusions, and we're not in control of the senses. How can you imagine to be doing something good, what you think is good, when you don't even know what's your position or what's the position of this world? What is the interrelationships? So in this regard, I was just thinking that these Mahajanas are so great and so good that they're leading us, helping us to get out of this world. And if you don't mind, I hope this, with permission of Onkar and the other devotees, I would just do something different here. I want to... Bhaktivinoda Thakur has some beautiful, beautiful insights about how the living entities entangle, how can get out of this world, what is the position of Krishna, how compassionate they are. And here it goes. Udilo aruna pura babare dvijamani gora amani jage bakata samuda loiya sate gela nagara braje. When the rising sun appeared in the east, the jewel of the twice born, Lord Gorasundara, awakened and taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside, towns and village. Harinam Sankirtan ki! Tatai, tatai, bajalakol, gana gana, taje jajera rol, premedala dala sonara anga, charane nupura baje. and play the mirdanga and the cymbals chime in time. Lord Gauranga's shimmering golden features dance and his foot bells jingle. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Balena Bolore Badana Bori Miche Midava Segelore Rati Vivasa Sari Rasaje. All the devotees chanting the names Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, and Hari, their mouths being filled with the vibrations, they will announce to the still sleeping people, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping, and your days decorating your bodies. Emana durlava madava dejo, paella ki koroba vanakeho, evena vajile yasoda suta, charame porivelaje. They say, you have achieved such a rare human body, but you do not care for this gift. You remain not serving the darling of Yasoda and slowly fall through your last moments to death. Udita tapana hoile asta, dinagelo boli hoi bebi asta, tabe que no ebe alasa hoi, nabaya crido ya raye. With the very rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? Jivana anitya jana rasar, tahe nama vidava padavar, namasraya kori jatane tu mitakaha apanakahe. This temporary life is full of various miseries. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business. Jivera kalyana sadhanakam, jagate asi emudranam, Avidya timira tapana rupe hridgat gane viraje. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart, the holy name has risen like the shining sun. Krishna nama sudha koriyapan, jurao bakati vino da pran, nama vina kicho nahiko aro, choda buva namage. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name. There's nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds. It has filled the soul of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the second part, jiv jago, gora chanda bole, kota nidra jao maya, pisa chira kole. Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of this witch called Maya? Vayi vo boliya esa sansara vitare, buliya rohile tumi avidyara bare. You have forgotten the ways of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death.
Tomara loite ami hoino avatara, ami vinavandu areke ache toma.
Maya, what is that? Three. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friends in this world. Wow.
Enechio sadi maya nasivaro lagi harinama maha mantra lao tu mi magi.
I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this maha mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet, having taken this Mahamantra. This is so beautiful. I mean, what more beautiful than this? This is wonderful. And it can go on and on. I mean, he has so many beautiful songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized the whole Krishna consciousness in his songs. If we have any misunderstanding about anything, you just go to his songs. Narottamdas Thakur has beautiful insights. Anyone of these great Vaishnavas can save the world just by one of them. The servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're so powerful that just one of them can deliver the whole world. And the vision of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to distribute this holy name all over the world, everywhere, and Srila Prabhupada is doing it. And we are part of this. So if we take advantage of this beautiful Sankirtan movement, all our mental concoctions, all our dreams, all our speculations will go away. But we have to give up this speculation, concocted ideas. So I think it's time. I don't want to keep you late. So thank you very much. And let's keep going with Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, and be nice to each other by being good devotees. And I just remember the class of the other devotee. He said, can you imagine if we see every one of us as beautiful, like, you know, Lord Shiva and Parvati, when they saw these devotees, so beautiful, you know, like in the purple. Vaishnavas are so beautiful, and stop looking at ourselves as the bodies and these colors, these fat, skinny, whatever, mental concoctions. Doesn't help. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help anyone. And when we go out there, they will see it. You will try to speak about Krishna, but they will see how you act, how you behave. If you speak nicely here and you go out there, or even among your God brothers or we ourselves, say, Prabhu, you, when you were sitting down there, you were saying something nice, but it doesn't match your character. Might be humble, he might not tell you that. But please, so I beg some mercy from you that you correct me whenever I'm there. Tell me whatever you want, you know, to keep my false ego down. And it will be very much appreciated. Harinam Sankirtan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi.